ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifah As-Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin alayhi salamullah. In this supplication, the Imam alayhi salam seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from number of things. And we got up to the part where the Imam alayhi salam, he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from shakasatul akhlaq. When we said shakasatul akhlaq is when he looks at his character, and especially when we're talking about moral character, it's what defines a human being, is your moral character. It's not your wealth, it's not your fame, it's not your lineage, it's not your looks. It is your character, morally. How are you living amongst people? And from here, we see that even in Islam, they classified it into three parts. You have fundamentals, you have worship acts, and you have akhlaq. So akhlaq plays a massive role in the life of a mu'min and in the life of a Muslim, to be more general. Now, we did say that when it comes to akhlaq, there are many benefits that a person gets when he adopts these traits and this trait. And we mentioned some of them. So let us continue with the list to see what we can learn from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam in this regard. Before we continue, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifah As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program, A Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. When it comes to husnul khuluq, having the best of moral traits, the hadith tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have the best of akhlaq, best of moral character, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases their rizq. Their sustenance is increased. And vice versa. Those who have bad akhlaq, bad moral traits, their rizq becomes a lot less. And they become poorer and poorer by the day. For example, we have a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. And he says, بِحُسْنِ الْخُلْقِ تُدُرُّ الْأَرْزَاقِ. With your good manners, or by good manners, sustenance will be opened from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The gates of rizq will be opened upon you based on your akhlaq. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, حسن الخلق من الدين وهو يزيد في الرزق. Having moral traits is a part of religion, and as a result, he says, يزيد في الرزق. It will increase his sustenance. Now, me and you, we constantly in this life, we want to have money zero. We want to have many zeros in our bank accounts. Isn't that how it is? I work day and night just so I could make more money. Me and you, we want to make more money. Now, sometimes there are easier way to make money. Sometimes there are harder way to make money. One of the easiest ways to make money is by having good akhlaq. And mind you, having said that, when we talk about rizq, it's not just wealth and materialistic matter. That's just one aspect of rizq. We have a spiritual rizq where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person and he gifts him the best of akhlaq. He makes him a lovable person, a person who is easygoing, a person who is constantly smiling, a person who is constantly not angry, a person who, you know, more forgiving when it comes to other people. When he talks and walks and deals with people, he deals with them in a better trait. Sometimes we see a lot of people who are not mu'mineen, but they have the best of akhlaq. Let us take a break and then we continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So just before the break, we were saying that having akhlaq, in fact, it increases your sustenance in terms of materialistic matter and in terms of spirituality, which as human beings, we need both of them. Another aspect of having good akhlaq and good moral traits is that the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, they say, when it comes to your house, when it comes to your place of living, you want to have the best of it, right? You want to live in a place where it is at least comfortable and relaxing. The Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, Al-birr wa husnul khuluq yu'ammiran ad-diyar. Being kind to your parents and having the best of akhlaq, it makes your houses more livable. In terms of what? For example, if I live with a partner and me and my partner are constantly fighting, and I have the best of akhlaq towards my partner and my partner has the worst of akhlaq with me, then this house won't last long. It will break down. So all the members in the house, if one of them or many of them have bad akhlaq, it will disrupt the peace in the house. While if they have good akhlaq, both of them, all of them, then the house will prosper. The house will be, you know, livable. The house will be comfortable. This house would be relaxing. A person, when he leaves his house, he would love to come back and spend more time with his family or with his loved ones. Why? Because they have this love between each other. Sometimes you see a lot of people, they say, I don't want to go home. And you say, why? Because, oh, my wife is like this. Or because my husband is like this, I prefer to stay outside. Now that's a problem, that's a disaster. when we have akhlaq and we deal with each other based on our akhlaq, then life goes smoothly and beautifully. And we ended with this. Also, having the best of akhlaq increases one's life. The Imam says, وَيُزِيدَانِ فِي الْأَعْمَارِ. If you want to live longer, have the best of akhlaq. It's simple, easy. The more you are nice to people, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your lifespan. As simple as that. So husn al-khuluq has many effects, inner effect and has outer effect. So let us adopt the best of akhlaq. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را، یا سجاد.